He's got the toys. He's got showmanship. And he's got sex appeal. Ladies and gentlemen, from the great Southwest, here's the guru of gadgets, the dapper and dashing Don Bain, the Gadget Professor.
Gadget Professor.
Well, hello, everyone. My name is Don Bain, and of course, I am the Gadget Professor, coming to you live and in color from our Scottsdale, Arizona studio. Welcome, everyone. We are on show number 314. Really cool gadget. It was almost going to be my new favorite gadget, and I'll tell you why it's almost not. We'll get to that in 1 second. If you're new to the Gadget Professor Show, welcome. We come up every Thursday evening with a brand new show that talks about gadgets and things. You can also go to my website, which is www.thegadgetprofessor.com, and you can watch all the episodes there. We are on pretty much every glass surface there is. You can watch us on iTunes, which is probably one of the easier ways to subscribe. You can watch us on the website at thegadgetprofessor.com, and many times we are on YouTube, and you can watch it also on my Facebook page. That would be Facebook.com/gadgetprofessor. Also, you can email me 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. Thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com, and I do answer all my email. Let's check out this gadget of the day. It is the Echo Show, made by the folks at Amazon, and this is what it looks like. Here's your web page, and I will show you this in a minute. It is a very pricey device. There's no question about that. $230, which I personally think is a heck of a lot of money for this device. So let's take a quick peek at it and see what it does. I'm only going to talk about the high points, but this is the device right here. It is not small. It's not super large, but here it is. In any event, of course, it's nicely built. You have a very high res, nice looking screen here in color. You are getting some shadows. Let's turn the studio light off. Alexa, turn show light off.
Okay.
Echo, turn studio light off. Echo, turn studio light off. Echo, stop. Alexa, turn studio light off.
Okay.
All right, so I turned all the lights off. I'm not sure it's better or if it's worse, but this is what the device actually looks like. You have a nice speaker here, and then on top, you will see that there are three controls. The one closest to me, which would be on the left, this is actually the on and off switch. And it will also mute your microphone. This is your volume control to make it softer, which is the minus sign, and obviously the plus, which will make it louder. You don't really have to worry about that because you can do that by sound. So essentially, this is very much the same as your typical Echo. All right, let's get right to it. Is this device worth $230? Well, here we go. Really nice speaker. It doubles as a Bluetooth speaker, so that's a definite plus. It does everything that your typical Echo device would do. You just talk to it. But what's unique about this device is the screen. So if you were to ask it the weather, not only does it tell you the weather, it will actually show you the weather. So Alexa, what's the weather?
Currently, in Phoenix, it's 102 degrees with partly sunny skies. Today, you can expect intermittent clouds with a high of 102 degrees and a low of 86 degrees.
So we're having a cool spell here. It's 102. But you'll notice that the screen comes up. It's nice, but I'm not sure it's worth $230. And there it gives me the weather forecast for the next couple days. So again, if you like that visual aspect, it does a reasonably good job with it. Now, here's the other thing. It will play YouTube videos, but I have to tell you, it's really hit or miss with this YouTube thing. I mean, it will play them, but if you don't say it exactly right or it doesn't understand you, it doesn't have the intelligence to understand what you're saying, it won't play the video. So let's take a peek and we'll try a couple things. I'm going to say, let's go over here. Let's say, Alexa, play Rolling Stones video. Alexa, stop. So, as you can see, it didn't play the YouTube video. It just played the audio. But interestingly enough, I'm going to turn this down a tad here. Interestingly enough, Alexa, continue. If you watch it, it actually shows you the cover of the album that it's playing, and it also gives you, like, the karaoke so you can sing along if you're so inclined to do that. Alexa, stop. So I'm not even sure you're going to hear that because the folks at YouTube will figure out that that's a popular song and cut it, but you get the generalization what I'm trying to do. Now, one of the things that it is cool and I do like, watch this. Alexa, YouTube video on making blueberry muffins.
Here's what I found from YouTube.
So now it's giving me a bunch of things to choose from, and this is where the touch screen comes into play. So I actually can touch that, and you will see that it will run the video, the one I selected, that will teach me how to make blueberry muffins. And obviously I could select any one that I want. Now again, you're seeing a blown out picture. Trust me, the picture is very high quality. Alexa, stop. So that's kind of neat. I think this device really is screaming to be in your kitchen. Another thing that it will do, which I think is kind of neat, you have the whole Amazon Prime library at your fingertips. So if you want to watch a movie from the Amazon Prime video library and you're an Amazon Prime member, this does a pretty decent job. So let's take a look at that. Now, the thing that's bad is I have to actually go on to my computer here and see what's playing on Amazon Prime video because the device doesn't show it to me. And that's a pain in the neck, quite frankly. And I don't know what movies are available on Amazon Prime, so you can sit and talk this thing all day. So right now I just happening to be looking at Star Trek Beyond. So what we're going to do is we'll go back to this device and I'm going to ask it to watch that video. So this is how you'll do that. Okay, Alexa, Amazon Prime Video, Star Trek Beyond. All right, let me ask it it did hear me. Okay. So once again, it gives me a choice, and there's the movie that I want. So it is involving some interactivity, if you will. I actually have to press the screen here, and that should play. Let's see here why it's not. Again, you can see it's a little kludgy. So I'm going to scroll back, and it says play by number. Okay. Alexa, play number one. So in theory, I didn't have to touch that. I just had to tell it to play the number. And you'll see that it's coming up. And it comes up pretty quick. And again, I apologize for the camera work here and the lighting. But again, the video was very crisp. It's definitely in color. And the sound is quite good. I'll turn this up all the way. And another feature that's kind of neat. Alexa, move forward 2 minutes.
Over a fire. I don't think that's true.
Alexa, pause. Alexa, move forward 5 minutes. Alexa, play video. So as you can see, it's a little kludgy. Let me just tell that to stop. Alexa, stop. So it does work, but it's not efficient. There's no way it's efficient. It's nicely built. It does do certain things. Alexa, stop. Still not stopping. Alexa, stop. So it's pretty finicky as far as I'm concerned. Is it worth the $230? I say no. I think it's in the infancy, it's in the embryonic stages, and I think your second rev or your third rev will be a lot better. I think that the artificial intelligence that's in this device has a long way to go, a real long way to go, but it will get there, and it does do certain things. The truth of the matter is, again, I would prefer just to have the regular Echo without the video screen. If you're going to do a lot of cooking in the kitchen, this is the only application that I think is really, this thing will really do well. If it's in the kitchen and you want to learn how to make something, you have access to all the video tubes. You can select what you want. You can pause it. You can stop it. You can make it louder. You can make it lower. But you can do that, quite frankly, with the Echo without the screen. So, again, if you're cooking something, I think it's a great addition. Is it worth the $230? If you're into technology and you got to have the gizmos, it's worth it, I guess. For me and for my audience, I would probably hold off on it. It's a great gadget. It's a lot of fun, but it's real fickle. That's the only way I can put it to you. It's just a fickle device, and the fact that I can't, the fact that it shows videos from Prime, Amazon Prime, is really cool. But the fact that it doesn't show you a menu so you can see what's playing is a pain in the neck. It's almost like, why? Because if I want a certain movie and it's not on there, I'm just talking to the wall. So again, I think it needs some improvement. It's well made. It's great as an extra Bluetooth speaker. The sound on this is very good. There's no question about that. So I would think twice before I plunk down the $230. And there you have it. It's the Amazon Echo Show. And it costs a huge amount of $229.90. 99 cents, we'll call it $230. It gives you a nice demonstration as to how it works. But to me, it's just not a convincing buy for the price point. We'll take a look at this in a little while, maybe a year or so. Hopefully, they're going to come out with a lot of new revs for it, a lot of improvements, but I've had this now about a month and a half, 2 months. I haven't seen one thing come out that upgrades it or makes it any better. So that's my review. I hope you like it. Very cool device. Just don't think it's worth the money. All right, let's get into some fun things, which is going to be your apps. I have loaded this app on my iPhone, and I gotta tell you, I like this thing. I like this a lot. It's called Instant Voice Translator Pro, and it's exactly that. You pick the language that you want. You speak in whatever language your native tongue is. For me, it's English. But you speak in it, and it's going to tell you how to say something in whatever language you select. So again, my microphone is very, very sensitive. I am going to I'm going to actually demo this, and I have selected the Italian language. Okay, so I'm going to hold this down. How are you? And
come stai?
There it is. I want to hear it again.
Come stai? Come stai?
I want to know how to say I love you in Italian.
Ti amo.
Ti amo. Ti amo. So this thing works, and it works really, really, really well. So this is definitely a very cool app, and it works for pretty much any language that you're ever going to need. I like it a lot, a lot. All right, let's check out our next app, and that is going to be, this one is also a cool app. It's called LandScan Pro, and what LandScan Pro is exactly what it sounds like. This will go on any phone, pretty much the Android or the iOS or iPhone, and works real well. This actually, if you turn this, put this on your smartphone, it will scan every single device that's on your LAN network. And here's the map of what, you know, it actually shows you. And it's right up to the second. You'll see if people are illegally on your or intruding on your network. You'll see what devices. It shows all my my Echoes and all my computers, my laptops, pretty much every device on my Vonage phone. It all shows up in this. So very cool app. It's a little pricey. It's $6, but Every now and then they run this for free, so if you keep checking back, you'll probably get this app for free. Here's another great app, and this one is definitely free. Work on any platform that you want. Work on your desktop, Windows platform, Mac platform, iOS, Android, whatever. But this is called Camcard. I really like this app, particularly on my phone, because you just scan the card in. You can exchange cards. If you want to give someone your card and you don't have it with you, you can just zap your phone and it will pass it to that. It has smart management and it's always available because it stores it in the cloud. Use Camcard to catch all your business cards. All the contacts information can be quickly and accurately read and saved to your smartphone. You can exchange business cards securely when meeting new people at meetings, trade shows, seminars, and other things. Totally paperless. That's the way to go. In the old days, I used to get a stack of cards when I go to CES or NAB like that. Now I just use this phone. I just scan them in. I toss the cards out. I back it up, and it's there forever. And it also has a smart management system that's already built in. You can manage all your cards. You can add notes to it. You can set reminders like a calendar reminder. You can quickly search for on the guy's first name, the last name, the name of the company, or any type of universal search that you want to do. You're able to do that. So you're definitely more productive with this. And also you can access this. All your business clouds are stored in the cloud, and you can synchronize across smartphones, tablets, and web applications. It's always available. Here's a ton of different features you have, and guess what? This is free. Free to register. So check that out. If you get a lot of business cards, you can still keep the cards, but this is kind of cool because you can keep it on a cloud, and also you don't have to have all the cards that are always on your phone. I like that a lot. All right. This app is called Process Explorer 16.21. Definitely a free app, definitely for your Windows system. Have you ever hit the Control-Alt-Delete key and it pops up and you can turn certain, see what's running in the background and turn it off if it's hung? This is a much better app for that, Process Explorer 16.21. I may have mentioned this in a show a couple weeks ago, but I just got an email this morning of a person who, for whatever reason, was frantic and wanted to know what I use in lieu of the Control-Alt-Delete key. And this is the app that I use. It's called Process Explorer. Works pretty well. Now, this next one is a no-brainer. Every now and then you come up with an app that like, it's free, why don't you load it? It's a free app, will back up your smartphone to your PC. It doesn't get any better than that. One click, it backs it up. It's called APowerSoft Phone Manager. This is a beautiful app for your iOS, for your Droid, and manage and transfer your data between your phone and PC easily. APowerSoft Phone Manager offers an easy yet professional way to manage and transfer music, videos, photos, contacts, ebooks, SMS apps, calls, logs, bookmarks, notes, you get the picture. And what's cool about this is you can use a cable or you can do it over Wi-Fi. Yeah, you can do it over Wi-Fi, so it's wireless. Very, very cool app. If you're on the iOS, if you have an Apple phone, an iPhone, you may want to set this up through iTunes, and it does recognize iTunes, boom, like that. Very, very cool app. So now there's no excuse that you don't want to pay money to back your phone up to the cloud or whatever, or pay extra money for that. This app is free. If you have your own cloud, it will back it up to that too. Nice app, nice and free. So you want to check that out. Now, I don't know about you, but I have way too many passwords, and I'm getting to the point where I have to write everything down, and I can't remember all my passwords. I can't do it. So I have little tricks and little brain games that I have in my head that will key me into what the password is. So that said, here's a password generator. It's a random password generator. It's free to download. This app is free. This is what you want to use because you're going to secure important data and privacy by having a good password, clearly. And this is going to secure your important data and privacy. Keep your passwords organized with Password Manager. This is supported on a Windows platform. It's a great, great tool to use. And it also has a manager built in so that you can, again, look up your passwords if need be. It's intuitive and quick application that ensures you to create and manage secure and strong passwords, multi-purpose passwords. So check this out. It's a very, very cool app. And they're not going to crack this password. And it also allows you to pick free I shouldn't say free. It is free, but it will allow you to pick passwords that you will easily remember, and yet no one's gonna break into it and crack. So you may want to check this app out. It is pretty good. It is pretty good. Now, our last app of the day, and by no means the worst app of the day, this is actually is pretty good. If you are a teacher or get involved in any kind of education, there are a ton of free resources out there. This is one of the better sites, and if you're a teacher or college professor or whatever the case may be, you may want to check this app out. It's called SFMOMA. This is a teacher resource, so you can pick the grade that you're in, and all this is free: visual arts, art history, English language arts, architectural design, history, social studies, media, video art, performing arts, photography, you name it, change in transportation, inspiration, creativity, power, yada, yada, yada. You can select your theme, but there are literally hundreds of thousands of free resources here, and they're really well done. And if you're a teacher out there or know of a teacher, this site is free and all this information is free. So I always, being a former college professor, I always support all the educational systems and all the teachers out there. They deserve a break for sure. They're the future of your kids, our teachers, so you always want to support them. So anytime I could find a site that has free resources, I always try to mention it on the Gadget Professor Show. And folks, that is going to wrap it up today. I will see everyone next week. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Gadget Professor Show.
The Gadget Professor is produced by Don Bain,
Multimedia Communications, LLC.
If you would like your product reviewed on The Gadget Professor or would like to appear on The Gadget Professor, contact us via email at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. The opinions expressed on the program by the host, guests, call-in listeners, or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. And thank you for watching The Gadget Professor.